Well, if you haven't heard the news already, earlier today, Wednesday afternoon, it was tweeted by Todd Wright that he's been told by multiple people close to the situation in Gainesville, Florida, that Urban Meyer will step down as head coach. Do not look at your calendar. This is 2010. Yes, I know he did the same thing this time last year. He is going to step down as head coach once again. David, explanation, please, for the behavior here.
I think it boils down to something that Coach Bryant once said, and that is, it's hard to quit the first time, but after you quit, it becomes easier. And I just think it became easier for him to quit because I think he's a front runner. If he is not out front, he gets upset, and I don't think he wants to put in the work to get his program back to where it was under Tebow. Some people will say it is because Tebow is gone and that Tebow is a once-in-a-lifetime player, and he had another Tebow in the wings with Cam Newton,
right,
but lost him. So,
and I bet he's taking a lot of heat down there from the local media about that.
And I just think that the biggest reason why is because he doesn't have anybody to run the system. And it's one of those things with these offenses. You need a very talented quarterback who can fit that make. And those quarterbacks are very difficult to find because if they were easy to find, everybody would have a Tim Tebow or a Cam Newton.
I was filing through the thousands of tweets today, and there are so many, it's hard to keep track. But somebody said that he wanted to stay around Gainesville and try to lead on a life from there, maybe have some consultation with the program, and you would think that would be encouraged, especially if, looking forward here, the next head coach of the Florida Gators is one of his former assistants. That's right, Dan Mullen, the current head coach of Mississippi State, been in the news a lot lately dealing with the situation with Cam Newton. He's got to be the top choice. I mean, no official list has been announced. Nothing has been hinted from the Florida people, but one would think that Dan Mullen would be at the top of the mountain as far as who they would want.
And don't forget his other assistant that's at Louisville right now, Charlie Strong. Charlie Strong is a very well-spoken leader. He's a great motivator. Look what he did to a pretty bad situation, and Louisville turns him into a bowl-eligible team. He's a very defensive-minded coach, which would be a departure from Zook and Spurrier and Meyer. So it'll be interesting to see. I think it would be a good choice for them to go after Strom. I think he could turn them into a dominant program once again. So it's definitely probably going to be one of his former proteges. And of course, there's always the big fish rumor that they will get one Chris Peterson from Boise State,
yeah,
because they went from Urban came from Utah and had much success there. And then there's also the popular rumor of one Bob Stoops from Oklahoma, leaving Oklahoma to come back home to Florida.
Let me be the first to shoot that rumor completely down, although it's fun to have. I mean, don't we have that every time there's a coaching vacancy at Florida?
Bob Stoops is open.
Yeah, it's great, but let me just say this. Bob Stoops, heard from people out there who know Bob very well, there's no chance, I mean, zero chance, as coaching changes go. Things can obviously change. There's zero chance right now that Bob Stoops has any interest in leaving what he has at Oklahoma to go to Florida. Clay Travis said he earlier today tweeted that he would be shocked if Dan Mullen isn't in Gainesville by the end of this week. I think a lot of people feel the same way. Tony Barnhart had something similar to say also. So, yeah, it'll be fun to see who emerges here. I think another name that you can put in your file for now and it maybe bring it out later is Bob Petrino, the current head coach at Arkansas. I think
Bob Petrino leaving a job after just a few years? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, can we get what was his agent name? Russ Campbell.
Yeah, Russ Campbell.
He's always the first to come out and say, no, nothing's going on, right? If he says that, it's like Sexton, that means he's going to Florida,
oh, yeah,
right?
There's a lot of good coaching candidates. It's a great job to have, not only due to the recruiting base, but because of the athletic department. Jeremy Foley is probably the best AD in the country. You're going to have a great amount of support. That fan base has been very loyal. They grew the fan base in the early 90s, and now they're a national program. So you're definitely going to have a high calling there. You're going to get a good salary. But there will be a lot of expectations and a lot of pressure to win, especially, what was it, two national championships in
two.
6 years,
mm-hmm,
for Urban Meyer? So
sure was.
You're going to have some very big shoes to fill.
Will indeed. Well, that's the breaking news of the hour right now. this past weekend, only one game involving an SEC team, or actually two.
Was it a game?
It wasn't really. 56-17 was the final score, and Steve Spurrier's team made it to the SEC championship game this year, but that's about it. I don't know. Once they got there, I don't know what the preparation. Just an absolutely horrible day, as usual, for Steven Garcia. And then the Ellis Johnson defensive game plan to try to scheme for Cam Newton, as, you know, to try, emphasize the word try, to scheme to slow down Cam Newton, was very ineffective. Makes you really respect what Nick Saban's defense did the week before to have him so limited in the first half. But just an awful performance in every facet of the game by South Carolina.
I think South Carolina was in it until the tipped Hail Mary. And it was set up by, one, a bad squib kick. You should never squib kick. Kick the ball out of the end zone. Make them start from their end of the field. And two, you got to knock the ball down. You don't tip it. You knock it straight down. We've seen too many bad things. What was it? We even saw it in the pros, the Houston Texans versus the Jaguars. He didn't knock it straight down. He batted it away straight to a Jaguar receiver who catches it, takes it in the end zone. So you have to just believe, had they gone into half 21-14, it would have been a different game.
It would have been, yeah.
But they made
a mistake.
No,
that's not to say South Carolina would have won, but it would have been a different game.
No, but I think
game.
It probably would have been a closer game than would have fought.
Auburn wins the SEC championship, winning its 13th straight game. Alabama did it last year, beating Florida in the SEC championship to advance to the national championship game. Auburn, it's not 2004. You can rest assured this time you guys are in the national championship game in Glendale. And, of course, they'll take on the Oregon Ducks, and we'll have much more on all the bowl matchups throughout college football. And there are some really interesting ones, and the ones from the SEC later on. Some SEC awards that were given out. The SEC Freshman of the Year this year was Marcus Lattimore. Special Teams Player of the Year, Patrick Peterson. Defensive Player of the Year, Patrick Peterson. So
that was kind of a shock over Fairley there.
Yeah. The SEC Offensive Player of the Year, I mean, is there any
Cam Tim Newton? Tebow?
Yeah, it was Tim Tebow, the second Cam Newton. Got that one. And then how about the Coach of the Year? Not Gene Chizik and not Matt Mullen. Steve Spurrier. How about that?
Well, you got to remember, this South Carolina program has done jack. The only three teams to have won the East prior to this year had been Georgia, Tennessee, and Florida. South Carolina finally gets there in there, and we'll probably never see Kentucky or Vanderbilt do it.
Right.
So it was a huge accomplishment. I would have gone Mullen. I think Mullen, what was he, 8-4 or 9-3? So he went 8-4, which was very impressive. So you've got a lot of good candidates, but I think a lot of people realize that if Malzahn is gone, Chizik has absolutely nothing. This is going to be a flash in a pan type deal. Will Auburn be able to sustain without Malzahn being a play caller, without a Cam Newton there running it? I doubt it.
Well, I think that Gus Malzahn certainly adds to the offense, but when you have a dynamic player like Cam Newton in the backfield, the man requires so much attention from the defensive front and the linebackers. You have open receivers. If you get clogged, you have open receivers. And that's what, you know, I keep going back to the Alabama first half, but Alabama showed that it can be stopped. But it is a very, very difficult,
They shut them down running-wise, and they just weren't able.
The whole game. Yeah.
They weren't able to play good deep pass defense. Alabama's secondary had been weak all year, and it got exposed. Missed tackling and ill-timed jumps for balls.
The SEC in bowl games, North Carolina will play Tennessee in the Franklin American Mortgage. These names, they get so long.
Just say the Music City Bowl.
The Music City Bowl. Georgia and Central Florida in the Liberty Bowl. Be an interesting matchup, but a snoozer for all intents and purposes.
Was it Pete Tamel or Mike Bianchi that tweeted, Joe Paterno versus Urban Meyer, guess which one's retiring?
Yeah, that was a great headline.
I think it's Mike Bianchi.
Yeah. One coach in the Outback Bowl is going to be retiring. The other is Joe Paterno. It's amazing considering the 46-year-old and the 84-year-old. Outback Bowl, Florida plays Penn State. Usually you would think, wow, that's a BCS matchup. Not so much. Penn State has had a very disappointing year in Florida. Can't say much more for them. Chick-fil-A Bowl, Florida State, South Carolina. You got to think both of these teams thought that they could get to a BCS Bowl. Certainly both were in their championship games and then both fell short. Probably disappointed to be where they are, but they, you know, it might be a good game. Capital One Bowl, Alabama, of course, will play Michigan State. Tickets are already sold out for that game if you're an Alabama fan.
Alabama has sold 16,000 of their allotted 12,500 tickets.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, it still shows that Bama fans will travel. They're still very dedicated to their football team. Mm-hmm. I think the rabid fan base, the extreme people, are very upset of what happened. But I think the more moderate fans realize where Alabama has come from and realize the big picture that you're not going to go undefeated every regular season. That is just flat out impossible. But we've got a good base. We've got a good shot at doing better next year since a lot of the defense was young. And if a lot of the juniors don't declare for the draft, we'll have a lot of them return.
Oh, yeah.
And have a very good good
Alabama's
team next year.
Prospect for next year looks really good. And interesting to note that Florida, the year Urban Meyer won his first national championship, which was 2006, the next year, 2007, went 9-3 in the regular season.
And
went
then to lost the to Michigan
in the
Capital One
Bowl. Yeah.
For Lloyd Carr's last game. Is this foreshadowing?
Mark D'Antonio is not going to fill his players with the same amount of enthusiasm that Lloyd Carr did on his last
Michigan
his
State's
last game.
Playing for a top five finish, though. That's what Michigan State's playing for, which would be their highest finish in a long time. And I don't think they've actually won a postseason game since 2000. So they're playing for pride.
If you're wearing green and white, it should be a heart stopper. Michigan.
Ooh, that was bad.
Gator Bowl, Michigan State, Mississippi State. They switched. It was going to be Tennessee initially in the Gator Bowl, and then Mike's Live came to Mississippi State's rescue, believe it or not.
Mike's Live? I thought he hated Mississippi State.
Yeah, we'll get into Slive on another day, and then we'll talk about that. But Mississippi State is going to, in fact, be in the Gator Bowl. What a testament to the kind of season that they've had. They really deserve it.
I really think Mississippi State has potential, if Mullen stays, to become a legitimate threat in the West. That huge, though, is that if is just
right.
Ridiculously huge. Mullen is too hot a commodity that he will not stay at a program like Mississippi State, no matter how much he says he wants to help build it. They can't pay him what Florida can pay him. They can't pay him what Miami could pay him.
Right.
He's not going to stay at Mississippi State.
I totally agree. I think that I think it'll be Florida and it'll be soon. Sugar Bowl, Ohio State and Arkansas. Ohio State has already proclaimed that this is their chance to get the SEC. What are they at, 11 tries or 10 tries?
Nine. They're 0-9 in postseason play.
I mean, come on. I mean, if you get eventually you're going to win a game. Well, maybe not. But Ohio State.
You never
State
know.
Will.
What was it? Navy lost 60-something straight to Notre Dame?
Yeah, right.
50-something straight. 50-something straight to Notre Dame. So you've got to say, I like Arkansas.
Now.
I like Arkansas because I think they've got just enough on offense. Even though they're ridiculously banged up, I think this healing time is going to help them out a lot. I really think they'll be able to take it to the Ohio State secondary, who looked vulnerable at times, and I think they'll probably come away with a victory. And I think the SEC bowl forecast, I definitely see them going about 6-4, 7-3 overall.
Definitely a winning record, yeah. I agree. Texas A&M, LSU, and the Cotton Bowl.
Ought to be an interesting game.
Yeah, but it's not the Nebraska or Oklahoma that it could be. Texas A&M is what it is. Pittsburgh and Kentucky are playing in the bowl.
The BBVA Compass.
Whatever that is.
Birmingham Bowl.
In Birmingham.
If just, Legion Field hasn't collapsed by the time they arrive.
Well, it's about a 2 or 3 mile distance from where I'm sitting right now, and last I checked, it's still standing. But who knows? The poor stadium is it's one of the great icons in college sports, really, with all the great games that were played there in the past with Alabama.
Does Miss Havisham ring a bell to you at all, Miss Havisham? Because that certainly rings a huge bell with me when speaking about Legion Field.
The old gray lady. And then, of course, the Tostitos BCS
National Championship game
between the Quack Attack and Auburn.
Quack, quack, baby.
Was that a lean?
That's who I'm going to be pulling for, but I think Auburn wins. Wow.
So here we have a show based in the SEC, and
I'll admit it.
Mostly SEC listeners, and boy, Sears, he's going to go ahead and go for the SEC not to get a fifth straight.
I'll admit it. I dislike Auburn. I respect Auburn. I respect the fact they play football and that they have a university.
Oh, I love that. I respect Auburn. I respect Cam Newton. I think he's great, but I really hate him.
I have no problem pulling against them.
At least you're honest. I've heard other Alabama fans who say,
I think that is the biggest, and I just
look at them and say, yeah, whatever.
That is the biggest pile of rat excrement I have ever heard in my entire life. Auburn fans were pulling against Alabama last year. They wanted them to lose to Texas. I remember coming home, getting off my flight that Friday, listening to Feinbaum, and all the Auburn fans saying, well, if Colt McCoy would have been there, Alabama would have lost to Texas. You know what? They didn't. Auburn fans pull against Alabama. Bama fans pull against Auburn. If you don't, you're lying.
Well, it'll definitely be an interesting game, and I think a lot of people will. Oregon opened as a slight favorite, but Auburn has reclaimed the betting line.
It swung
line.
From an Oregon -3 to an Auburn -3.5, just like that. But the over-under has stayed at 74.5.
74.5. This defense wins championships. You know, I hate to break this news to my brother Bill Oliver or the great defensive minds out there, but defense is not going to win this championship. People have rumored different things about this coaching search for a while.
Malzahn may be named head coach somewhere, and then that could affect his preparation.
It could very easily.
We've seen that before, i.e. Mike Price at the Washington State Rose Bowl, where they just looked horrendous.
Well, definitely amazing what the state has accomplished in the last 2 years. Well, it'll keep you updated on the Urban Meyer coaching search. That will definitely be, a prime interest to everybody to see who Florida gets. And if it's Mullen, see the jump to Mississippi State. And then, you know, if it's Petrino, anybody else. I hear Lane Kiffin's free this time of year.
And one last thing before we'll look at the Heisman on Friday. And hopefully have a guest of Tim Brando. We're working on that to go over the BCS mess and is it truly a cartel. All that and more on BunSports.com Friday. Be here or be square.